Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Sophia Salaby in for Ricky Bevington. Several reproductive rights groups have filed a federal lawsuit against the state challenging a law that would effectively ban abortion. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
Amidst a sea of yellow shirts reading Stop the Ban, several speakers outlined a plan to stop House Bill 481 that makes abortion illegal once heartbeat activity can be detected. Monica Simpson is executive director of Sister Song, a reproductive justice group that's part of the lawsuit.
So we look forward to seeing Governor Kemp in court, and we look forward to continuing to push reproductive justice across this state and this nation.
The ACLU of Georgia, Planned Parenthood, and others say the abortion law violates the existing decision in Roe v. Wade. They also say the personhood provision of the bill is too vague for women and doctors to know how to follow it. The bill is set to take effect January 1st. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
And former President Jimmy Carter says he believes President Donald Trump is president only because of Russian interference. Carter did not offer any evidence for his statements made today in Virginia. The U.S. intelligence community asserted in a 2017 report that Russia had worked to help Trump during the election, but those agencies did not assess whether that interference had affected the election. Six endangered North Atlantic right whales have died this month. GPB's Emily Jones reports this puts Georgia's state marine mammal even closer to extinction.
Researchers estimate that just 411 right whales remain, so six of them dying is significant. Every winter, the whales migrate to coastal Georgia and Florida to give birth. Veterinarian Sarah Sharp of the International Fund for Animal Welfare says three of the dead whales were females old enough to have babies.
This is devastating for these animals and really reduces the potential that this population can recover.
Sharp says historically, in cases where the cause of death was known, nearly 90% were caused by humans. She says without changes to regulations for shipping and fishing, the whales will likely go extinct in the next few decades. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
I'm Sophia Salaby for GPB News.